Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. A very warm welcome from London in the UK. Here is today's news about electric cars and the future of transport. My name is Martin Lee. This is your EV News Daily for Monday, 26th of March, 2018. Coming up on the show today, we will talk about the Porsche Mission E saying they don't want to benchmark against Tesla and the BMW iX3 getting closer. But first of all, some Monday motivation. If you're using the hashtag Monday Motivation today on Twitter, well, here's a story that might inspire you. A tweet from Christina Boo last night highlighted the International Energy Agency's Global Electric Vehicle Report, which predicted electric car stocks will range from between 9 million by 2020 to 20 million by 2020 and between 40 and 70 by 2025. Huge growth predicted. And now the World Economic Forum continues. However, electronic vehicles are not emissions free. Whilst those vehicles obviously run on electricity, that electricity typically comes from a mix of emissions intensive fossil fuels, nuclear energy, and power from renewables. That is, unless you live in a country like Norway, which generates virtually all of its electricity from hydropower. But Norway is the exception rather than the rule, they say. At the other end of the scale, China, whose electric vehicle market accounts for 40% of global sales. Well, most of their electric miles are driven on quite emissions-intensive electricity. According to data from Bloomberg New Energy Finance, it shows the majority of China's electricity comes from coal. According to their data, EVs in China produce 188 grams of carbon dioxide per mile. That's more than any other country globally. 188 grams of CO2. You know what the average of a petrol or diesel car is? Taking the average, 250 grams. Obviously, some are a lot less, some are a lot more. Some can be tricked by just taking the tailpipe emissions and, you know, the ones that are quite efficient. But if you take the worldwide average, you're looking at the worst, dirtiest country, China, 188 grams of carbon dioxide versus a typical petrol, diesel, gas-powered car, 250 grams. That's according to the BNEF. In the UK, by the way, EVs are at 76 grams of CO2 if you plug it into your mains. And again, all of this is a bit of a moving target because even at different times of the day, the electricity is cleaner and dirtier, if you want to use those words, according to what plants are turned on. These are all averages. In France, by the way, 2.7 grams per mile, because in the 70s a long time ago, they went really big on nuclear power. So most of France's power is nuclear, which some would say is not green, but it's certainly not emitting carbon dioxide. Well, moving on, and the Porsche Mission E has been much talked about recently from the spin-off Gran Turismo concept that we saw at Geneva, with four doors slightly higher, looked gorgeous, to the Audi e-tron GT we just heard about, and now the Bentley, both saying they're going to be very fast, luxurious sports cars and built on top of the Porsche Mission E platform. Well, I think it's fair to say they want some Tesla Model S and maybe X customers to be going into the Porsche showrooms in the future. However, the CEO, Oliver Blume, said Tesla are not on their mind. He said Tesla is not a benchmark for us at their annual press conference. And whilst they might not want you to think of them at the same time, well, of course, they do have their own Model S and Model Xs to do exactly that with. They are benchmarking them against the Mission E. You've seen those YouTube videos of them all driving around together. I've no doubt that they bought a load more and took them apart to work out what on earth Tesla did. Whilst some people don't think of Tesla as a sports car, like the name Porsche is instantly associated with speed, when you think about it, the basic entry level Model S 75D, that does 0 to 60 in 4.2 seconds. Which is insanely fast. That's sports car territory. You have to put Porsche and Tesla in the same sentence. Well, one area Porsche can legitimately say they're ahead of Tesla is charging. Not in how many in they've got out there in the world, but they will have lots of them at every Porsche dealership in North America. No, it's their 800-volt, 350-kilowatt chargers. And as you know, maybe you've been in a Tesla that's charged up to 120 kilowatts. This is going to be very quick charging. Do you really need it though? Most people, over 90% of people charge if they have got at home and at work chargers. All of their charging is done there. And rapid charging is enormously rare for the majority of people. And of course, there's always going to be people who make YouTube videos because they're traveling the length and breadth of every country in the world. And that's great because you want that infrastructure there. It's just not typical of how most EVs are used. And sure, some people obviously do, and you need those supercharger networks for Porsche and Tesla and whoever else. Well, the BMW blogs say that we recently learned that BMW would reveal its all-electric iX3 crossover at the 2018 Beijing Motor Show later this year. It seems to still be in early production phases at the moment, they say, and as a BMW iX3 test mule was just caught doing some winter testing in the Scandinavian snow, well, it could be getting a lot closer. They've put a link to the Autocar website on their blog, which I will link to in the show notes on the iTunes and wherever you get the podcast, by the way. I'll put a little link in for you to have a look at those pictures. I know some people are cynical and say, well, how do you know they're testing an electric car? There's stickers down the side saying electric test vehicle, which is kind of a giveaway. We're talking about electric cars that go very, very fast. The Formula E next gen, they call it the Gen 2 cars, hit the track for the very first time. DS is the first team to turn a wheel in anger. Well, at least get round a track. The Formula E Batman car, as we'll call it, is officially called the DS E-Tense FE for their version of it. It was on track at the factories, at the factory in Versailles. Reminder of the stats, the battery stores twice the energy, the motor is twice as powerful, the car swaps mid-race by the drivers will be a thing of the past. And the technology partner moves from Williams to McLaren. The official test starts at Monte Blanco in southern Spain. That's the worst Spanish accent ever. I'll try again. The official test at Monte Blanco. That's more French than Spanish now. It starts in southern Spain for all the teams today, Monday 26th of March. Well, finally, Hyundai said yesterday in Seoul it will unveil a new EV concept for its Genesis luxury brand at the New York International Auto Show, which is coming very soon now. They said the new concept will be of a GT, or Gran Turismo design, and comes ahead of plans by the carmaker to launch a production EV in 2021. It'll be able to travel 500 kilometres on a single charge. Looking forward to seeing Hyundai, by the way, and their brother/sister Kia are doing some incredible things on a real budget as well. Not that anyone's got the new Kona and Kia Niro Pure EV, but they're coming. They say they're coming in good numbers. So the Genesis luxury brand, like, you know, their version of Infiniti, should do some exciting things as well. Slightly less budget, though. Well, thank you for listening today. I'd love to spread the word about electric cars. If you can, share this with somebody, at least one person who may be interested. And then together, we can spread the word about EVs. Listen to every previous podcast on iTunes, on Google Play, on Spotify. Thank you, Spotify, for putting us on there, because not everybody is. YouTube, TuneIn as well. Thank you, TuneIn. And the blog, evnewsdaily.com. You can subscribe, which means you get them free and first and automatically, and you get them every single day. It would mean a lot if you could rate and review. Leave a nice comment. Thank you so much. On Twitter, we are at EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you tomorrow.